Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Part of your core will help you. Your core audience will go along with your business, right? So we're not here. We're not going to, not everybody's going to appreciate everything that you do. Like, so when I post certain things, I see what some people, you know, they might like, comment, right? But when I post other things, I don't get as many likes or comments, but I'm not going to worry about that. Okay. But that I'm going to use that to say, hey, okay, they like this content better or more, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop posting the other items because I still want to be true to myself. All right. So look at so that's going to be kind of like your mass audience. And in your mass audience, you have different core groups. You have different target audiences, but people are there still for something, right? So look at your career and business, your hobbies and your passions, and create your target audiences for those, okay? So my question is to you, what is your target audience? Everybody in the chat, what is your target audience? Some of us may have the same target audiences. My target audience are educators. And because when you get focused on your target audience, man, that's when you can really start creating content exactly for those people. So you want to think about it. Like, your personal brand is for you. It's about you, but you're making it for your target audience so that they can learn from it. They can soak it up and, you know, listen to you as an expert, give information about it and get all of those great tips. Okay. We have adult entrepreneurs. All right. Scenario, credit prayer. Deshaun, I want you to think about who needs the credit repair. Okay. So think about, like, if you had recidivism, if you just wanted to work with people freshly, you know, you work with people who got out of jail or prison or whatever, and they're trying to get back into society, but you might not work with them directly. You work with them directly, but maybe there are programs out there that help people do that. So maybe there's a program or service that you pitching to the programs and services so that your services will help their clients, right? Okay. Or you could do moms, single parent moms, or newly divorced people when it comes to credit repair. Okay. Chanella said moms. Okay. And that category can be even broken out even further. Teen moms. You know, but yeah, teen moms, or it just depends. There's so many things, right? Yes, everybody needs finances, but you could, like, I am specifically targeting educators. Why? Because I'm an educator and I know how much we spend in classrooms. I know educators too are also always, they have second jobs. A lot of states, they don't pay as much. Like, Oklahoma loses teachers to Texas. I'm in Texas because Oklahoma does not pay a lot for their teachers. Neurodivergent moms. Woo, that's niche down right there. That's niche down. Mentees that need help in personal development are awesome. New and inspiring entrepreneurs and single mothers. Love it. Homeowners that need to sell their home. Boom. Okay. So that all works, y'all. I love it. So make sure you focus when you're thinking about your target audience. What are the keywords that you need to say? What are the things? What are they thinking about? How do they think? What are they dealing with? What are their pain points? So that way you can, when you're creating content, you're not talking to everybody. You're focused in on one point. So if my target audience are educators, I'm not just doing educators. I'm actually looking for new educators so they don't fall in the cycle of spending $5,000 in their classroom or, you know, spending so much money. I want them to find money so that they can fund their classroom. I want them to learn how to write letters. I want them to seek out grants, right? So I'm even niching down the educators. But even though I'm niching down, doesn't mean that I can't help anyone. Yeah, I can help anyone. I mainly only want to deal with single women and as educators. But will I take a male client? Yes, I will. If I know I can help them and they're a good fit and they're going to do the work. Yes, I will. All right. But that's not necessarily my target audience. So just because you have a specific target audience doesn't mean other people will not work with you. Okay. All right. Boom. There it is. Alrighty, so be the authority figure. We have talked about this, all right? So you're gonna need to, and again, remember, these are some items, these are just the big items that are really going to help you monetize. You must create your presence on social media first. So if you're just starting out, all right, you're gonna have to create that facade, okay? Even though you might have a lot of expertise, but the big thing is that you get to create it, right? Online, and then you're gonna back it up by becoming a master of your craft. That does not happen instantaneously. This is not ramen noodles, y'all. We can't just pop it. We can't just pop our stuff in the microwave and think we're gonna boom. All right. Even people who have gone viral, it doesn't necessarily just, it's not an instant overnight sensation, because how many of us been talking about Gorilla Glue Girl anytime in the past month? None of us. But she did, you know, she had her little moment of fame, and she's going to have to build off that if she wants to continue, you know, using that stimulus that she got, right? So things don't happen overnight. So we have to make sure that we still become masters of our craft. So if we just got into real estate, or even if you've been in the industry for a while, you always want to be learning. There's a book that I had to do my last class in graduate school and becoming an instructional design. My master's degree is in instructional design and technology. And so we had to read a book called Mastery by Robert Greene. I was like, this last class was good, because I was like, okay, it was a lot of great stuff. But Robert Greene is also the person who wrote the 48 Laws of Power, all right? And it says that you must spend 10,000 hours to become the master of any craft. 10,000. No, not Lamar University. It was Full Sail University, and I researched them. They're a big technology school. They're out in Winter Park, Florida. And I've actually met some really great. The funny thing is that after I got in that school, I actually met somebody in my district. We're still friends to this day. We talked side by side. We both went through the same program. We both were teaching the same grade, the same content. And we both went through that program. Like, how do two people end up? And our thesis topics were the same. It was wild. And I think, one of my first clients in my business went to Full Sail University too. So it's been amazing, but yeah. All right. So think about that. 10,000 hours is 80 hours a week for 48 weeks. That's if you only studied this craft, right? 80 hours a week for 48 weeks, which is about a little over two and a half years. And that's if you're only focused on one particular skill. So if you were to get so good, if you were to study credit repair for 10,000 hours, that doesn't mean that, that means that you would be so focused. You would become the expert. You'd become master. And what happens when you're the master of something? Everybody wants to see you. Everybody wants to go see, what is his name? The guy, I don't know. You know, people still talking about him, but we all want to be on Oprah, right? Because she studied her craft asking questions. There's a doctor, I cannot remember his name because I'm not big on celebrities, but everybody used to, Dr. Phil, I think it is. Yeah, or Oz, yeah, those two names, right? We think about them like, yeah, they wanna go see him, right? Because we love when people are so well-versed enough that we trust them, we don't have any problem listening to what they're saying, right? Okay, so think about, you must become a student of the game so that you can become a master later. And with the way we get content this day and time and the way things are changing and laws, we have to make sure that we're staying on top of our game. So think about this. What was the last book you read? What was the last seminar that you went to? Or what was the last course that you studied in your area of expertise? That's not rhetorical. What was it? And when was it? Because it was 2 years ago. Ooh, that's too long. 1 year ago, it's too long.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.